Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
All right, let's start around with Trump Tim as Gentui has the day off today at Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's, Kristen and good old script Parma. Kristen, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're going to battle it out. As I mentioned, Jen has the day off today, so this will be a lot of fun. So producer Stevie wrote the questions. She will ask the questions. You just have to kick me out of the room whenever you're ready.
All right, Tim, could you please leave the room?
Absolutely.
All right, Tim is in the hallway. Kristen, are you ready to get started?
Yes, I'm nervous, but I am.
All right, you got this. We'll start easy with question number one. So for the first time in a decade, Netflix is shaking things up by rolling out a fresh user interface powered by AI to help its subscribers find shows faster and smarter. I just need you to name any other streaming service aside from Netflix.
Hulu.
All right, question number two. Disney is building a new Disneyland park. It's going to be in Abu Dhabi, marking Disney's first Middle East destination. It's promising to be the most high-tech park yet. What city in France would you find a Disney theme park?
Paris.
All right, we'll go with Paris on that. Question number three. So following Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter tour kicking off, her album Cowboy Carter has basically doubled in streams and is up 116% in all. So Cowboy Carter is the first album of Beyoncé's to be in which genre of music?
Country.
All right. Question number four. So the Backstreet Boys are sticking around at the Las Vegas Sphere a little longer than previously planned, as they have now added three final shows to their Into the Millennium run. Which Backstreet Boys song starts with the line, "You are my fire, the one desire"?
I want it that way.
Go. Beautiful question. Number five. On the Impulsive podcast, Tom Brady expressed regret over his 2024 Netflix roast, saying that it negatively impacted his children. Who is the main host of the podcast, Impulsive?
Brad Peterson.
All right, Brad Peterson. We'll go with that. We haven't had that one in a while. Perfect.
I know. Let's bring it back.
Bring it back. That's right. All right, Kristen, you did good. I'm going to add up these totals. We're going to bring Tim back in the room. That's all coming up next.
Let's continue a round of Trump Tim as Jen Tui has the day off today. She'll be back tomorrow on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. So Kristen of Parma, when I was out of the room, she answered five questions. How did she do?
Kristen got four.
Oh no. I mean, congrats, but also, oh no.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you, but also, oh no.
You did great, but also, oh no.
Okay.
You ready?
Ugh.
Nervous?
Yes! I do not like filling in for Jen. I don't know how she does this every day. I much prefer asking the questions, presenting them, having fun with them. I don't like answering the questions. My heart begins to race. I start getting sweaty palms. It's like I'm
very nerve-wracking.
Oh my gosh, it is.
Kristen
Everybody
said she was nervous.
Oh, did you, Kristen?
And she got 4, so yeah, you're okay. Nervous. Maybe you'll also do well.
Okay.
We'll find out.
Good job, Kristen. Seriously, you should be proud. That's very well done.
Question 1. So for the first time in a decade, Netflix is shaking things up by rolling out a fresh user interface powered by AI to help its subscribers find shows faster and smarter. I just need you to name any other streaming service.
Just Hulu.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Hulu needs a new interface.
They've needed one for a minute. Yes. I just feel like Netflix is light years ahead of most,
and they're
if not all.
Still updating.
Yeah.
Question 2. Disney is building a new Disneyland in Abu Dhabi, marking Disney's first Middle East destination. It's promising to be the most high-tech park yet. What city in France would you find a Disney theme park?
Paris, I would guess. Paris.
Yeah, right. Disney Paris.
I thought you were going to ask where Abu Dhabi was at. I would have been,
Didn't look that one up.
That way? Not exactly sure.
Question 3. Following Beyonce's A Cowboy Carter tour kicking off, her Cowboy Carter album has basically doubled in streams and is up 116% in all. So Cowboy Carter is the first album of Beyonce's to be which genre of music?
Country.
Yes.
Heart's beating over that, and that was easy.
Question 4.
If I was hooked up to a blood pressure machine right now, there probably would be some issues.
Okay. Skyrocketing.
Yes.
They'd ask what you're doing, and it would be trivia would be the answer.
So we're on question 4, and Kristen got 4.
Yes.
Okay. Like me, she answered 4 correctly, is what I mean by that. Okay.
Yes, of the 5, yep. The Backstreet Boys are sticking around at the Las Vegas Sphere a little longer than previously planned, as they have now added 3 final shows to their Into the Millennium run. Which Backstreet Boys song begins with the line, "You are my fire, the one desire"?
I want it that way.
Yes. I was wondering if the timer was going to get you.
Oh, my gosh.
Singing along.
I had to sing it, too.
Oh, okay. Did you? Exactly.
You now have
I understand the phrase now.
Because of the timer!
Totally.
Question 5 comes down to this one. So on the Impulsive podcast, Tom Brady expressed regret over his 2024 Netflix roast, saying that it negatively impacted his children. Who is the main host of the podcast, Impulsive?
Isn't it Logan Paul? Logan Paul?
It is Logan Paul. Wow. Oh,
nice job.
I can't believe it right now. I'm literally sweating in studio and it's freezing cold.
I know, it is cold.
It is freezing. I can't even believe it. Just that final totals.
Kristen 4, Tim 5. That was close.
That was a great battle. I mean, Kristen got 4 of the 5. That was a great battle. I got super lucky. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. I'm sorry, Kristen. What a good battle, though.
You know, Brad Peterson was my guess for
this. Oh, was it for question 5?
Gave it to you.
Yeah, Jen hasn't guessed that for a while. I feel like she hasn't. Just kind of dropped that.
Kind of, yeah, bring it back.
Yeah, you should bring that back. Kristen, it was a lot of fun battling you. I'm glad that we were both nervous going into this, and we both did well. Like, we did well.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun, Kristen. I hope you have a great Thursday, but you know what you need to say.
Oh, this is Kristen from Parma, and I did not trump today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Caitlin is in Twinsburg. She's going to play this round of Trump Timmy as Jen Tui has the day off today. She will be back tomorrow. It is Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Caitlin, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How are you guys
good.
Doing
well. Yeah, doing well. How's the world of Twinsburg? I feel like I haven't been to Twinsburg for a while. Anything new? What's going on?
Probably. I don't know. I just moved there a couple months ago, so it's all fairly new to me.
It's new to you, too. Look at that. Well, welcome. Yeah. Are you from out of the area, or are you just...
No, I'm from the area. I just... moved out further. I was from Cleveland Heights.
Okay, there you go. So there you go. Now you're in Twinsburg. Well, great. We are going to play around with Trump Timmy, and producer Stevie's going to ask you the questions, but first you need to ask me to leave the room.
Tim, will you please leave the room?
Absolutely.
All right, Tim is now in the hallway. Caitlin, you ready to get started?
Yep.
All right, perfect. Question number one. Outback Steakhouse is famous for their Bloomin' Onion appetizer. Well, now they're adding a new appetizer that they hope will be equally as iconic. It's their new fried mozzarella bloomerangs. What country is the theme of Outback Steakhouse based on?
Australia.
Right. Question number two. So Ben Affleck recently said he feels empathy for Britney Spears and the pressure she's faced and called out the cruelty of fame. Which actress was Ben Affleck engaged to in the early 2000s and then rekindled with in 2021, but now split again?
Jennifer Lopez.
All right. Question number three. So the Golden Globes are introducing a new award. It's for Best Podcast of the Year. The category will honor both audio and video podcasts that have made significant cultural impact. So speaking of podcasts, there are three actors behind the podcast Smartless. I just need you to name one of them.
Jason Bateman.
All right. Question number four. So Apple TV Plus, they dropped a trailer for its upcoming thriller, Echo Valley. The movie is going to star Sydney Sweeney and premieres June 13th. Which science fiction psychological thriller television series starring Adam Scott can also be found on Apple TV Plus?
Supernatural.
All right, go Supernatural on that one. Question number five. The Real Housewives franchise is headed to New England. So Bravo announced the latest iteration of the popular reality franchise is going to be The Real Housewives of Rhode Island. What was the very first location in the Real Housewives franchise?
Orange County.
All right, perfect. Caitlin, you did good. I'm going to add up these totals. We're going to bring Tim back in the room. That is all coming up next.
All right.
All right, let's continue a round of Trump Timmy on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen will be back tomorrow. Thank goodness. I can go back to asking the questions. Much better. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So, Caitlin, recently moving to Twinsburg, I learned before I left to go out in the hallway, like I was on punishment. How did she do with her five questions?
Caitlin got four.
Oh, my gosh. This is back-to-back contestants. I got four.
Mm-hmm. Pressure's on.
Caitlin, great job.
Oh, thanks.
Four of five. That is not easy.
You.
Oh, man. Great job. And thank you. I appreciate that.
And by that, I mean... beat that, Timmy.
You should. I like that. See, I like the smack being run. That's great. I don't know if I can. All right. Now I'm nervous.
Question one. So Outback Steakhouse, they're famous for their Bloomin' Onion appetizer. Well, they're adding another appetizer that they hope will be equally as iconic. It's their new fried mozzarella bloomerangs.
They're not called bloomerangs.
Yes, they are.
That's like something Jen and I would make
and
up.
They're like shaped bloomerangs? Like a boomerang.
That is amazing. And that's kind of amazing.
It has the same, like, what they season the Bloomin' Onion with.
Oh,
that breading is the same on.
Why don't we try these things on a Tasty Tuesday?
I would
still
try
have the
that.
Dippy Doo. That would be great.
I would try that over your other things you come
up with.
Yeah,
the astronaut food and everything else.
Yeah,
okay. Bloomerangs.
What country is the theme of Outback Steakhouse based on?
It's Australia.
Yes.
Yeah, Australia.
Question two. Ben Affleck recently said he feels empathy for Britney Spears and the pressure she's faced and called out the cruelty of fame. Which actress was Ben Affleck engaged to in the early 2000s and then rekindled with in 2021 and now split up again?
It's J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
By the way, my man's on all sorts of interviews now, smiling all over the place. When he was with her, he never smiled. He never smiled.
So why didn't he smug,
never
her?
Smiled, slamming doors, never smiled. And now they're broken up, and he's just frolicking everywhere with his beard, looking great, smiling everywhere.
I just don't understand why they got back together.
I don't either.
If
like, what's going
so
on?
So miserable, just and married again. Like,
you just had to prove that you're Miz, so you went back? I don't know.
I think he's just waiting to line up the other Jennifer again.
I'm telling you. And her guy's like, get out of here. I understand you're baby's daddy, but get out of here. Like, there's drama there. Oh, it's good
stuff.
He
needs to find maybe someone new.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or just stay single. I feel like he's happier.
Yeah. I feel like that's fair. I feel like that's the case, too.
Question three. The Golden Globes will introduce a new award for Best Podcast of the Year. The category will honor both audio and video podcasts that have made significant cultural impact. So, speaking of podcasts, there are three actors behind the podcast Smartless. Name one of them.
Two, three. Is Jason Bateman's one of them? Jason Bateman, I think. Okay.
Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett.
Yes, I've listened to it, too. They do a great job. Yeah, Jason Bateman. Bateman's
and in.
I
had it was Just Jack and Amy Poehler's ex and that other guy. I remembered it.
And
that's
that
great.
Other guy.
Exactly. I think she would have counted that, too. That's amazing.
Question four, Apple TV Plus has dropped their trailer for its upcoming thriller, Echo Valley. The movie stars Sydney Sweeney and premieres June 13th. Which science fiction psychological thriller television series starring Adam Scott can be also found on Apple TV Plus?
Oh, Severance.
It is Severance.
Oh, I like that one.
Ooh.
Severance was good. Did anybody else watch that? No? Did Kristen get or Caitlin get that? I'm sorry, Kristen.
No, that's the only one.
I heard of that one.
Oh, yeah, that was good. A little weird. Last season, a little bit weird, but then it came around towards the end. That was a good. All right.
Question five. The Real Housewives franchise is headed to New England. Bravo announced the latest iteration of the popular franchise, The Real Housewives of Rhode Island. What was the very first location in The Real Housewives franchise?
I don't know. Orange County was around for. I'm just going to guess Orange County. I have no idea.
It was Orange County.
You're lying.
Serious.
It was not Orange County.
Yes, it was. That was the first.
That's been around forever. That's the only one I knew.
Exactly. It's the OG.
You've got to be kidding me that it was Orange County.
The OG.
Oh, my.
Exactly.
OG Stevie. Final totals?
Caitlin, 4. Tim, 5.
Oh, I cannot believe that. Orange County was the OG.
I didn't know if you'd overthink it, because I feel like that's what people think of.
That came to mind, but I'm thinking that's probably wrong, but I have to have an answer in the time frame. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that. So wait, which one did you not? Oh, you didn't get Severance was the one. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good battle. Welcome to Twinsburg. Do you like Twinsburg? I'm sure it's great.
I do. It's
yeah.
great out here. You
yeah.
should come out and visit sometime.
Yeah, we should go out and visit. Mm-hmm. Jen and Tim show a road trip to Twinsburg.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, is there a sign there? Do you know if there's a sign in Twinsburg for our sign selfies?
I don't think so. But
yeah.
We can build one.
If I find one.
We can build one. Steven, we'll get the Amish people from T County to come
exactly.
up and build a Twinsburg
They'll
sign.
Do it quick.
That's what will happen.
Oh,
all right.
If you get the Amish on it, it'll be up this afternoon.
And mm-hmm. the most sturdy sign of life won't ever move.
Yep.
Nothing will move that thing. Well, it was nice talking with you, Caitlin. That was a great battle, but you know what you need to say.
This is Caitlin from Twinsburg, and I did not trump Timmy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.